It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yeah, thank you for joining me here in another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, broadcasting right here on 710 WOR on Sunday nights, 10 p.m. in the New York, New Jersey metro area, and throughout America and throughout the world, for that matter, on the powerful iHeartRadio network. Yes, thank you, New York. The Nielsen ratings has us once again in the top 10 in New York AM radio. Nielsen, of course, is the global measurement and data analytics company, and to come in the top 10 in New York AM radio is a very big deal. And of course, the thank you goes to you, the great listener, and the listenership of Mind Your Business that knows and has come to expect great guests week in and week out. And what a show do we have in plan for you tonight. I mean, we cover such a wide range of topics and business categories in general. Right? We have had many guests about sales, marketing and advertising, the customer experience, real estate, leadership, strategic planning, financial planning, everything regarding business. Tonight's show is all about marketing. Some amazing examples about marketing and some words, words from the wise, from some incredible guests that we've had on this program. But to be a mensch, as I do each week, we must thank the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, who plays such an important support role for producing the show week in and week out. Srili, Michal, Betzalel, Chaya, Michael, Miriam. There are others, but just to name a few. Also, a special thank you to the great team at 710 WOR, Darren and Robert. Thank you. Zev Brenner, a special shout-out. Thank you for the shout-out to my show, which follows yours on 710. And to all those who stop me anywhere and send messages. And yes, to the professor from St. John's University. Thank you. That was very nice of you. And to all those, I mean, feedback, I get emails, WhatsApp messages, people stop me. I'll never forget one time I was at a rest stop on the highway. Say, you're from the radio show. That's right. But it's an honor to serve you, the great listenership of this program. Also, just before we get to tonight's program, the meat and potatoes of the program, I want to recognize the many channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. The Lakewood Scoop, they feature our daily business class clips. Visit them on Instagram. Nucky Radio, visit them at NuckyRadio.com. The Jewish Home, they feature many print summaries of selected shows in a Q&A format. Business Class Clips, that's the micro-learning video clips. They're featured on WhatsApp and on Instagram. Instagram is the easiest way to access it. Go to Instagram. Yeah, it's up. Hopefully it's up, right? I know this past week there was an outage there. But Business Class stayed strong, and our clips went up on there. Go on Instagram, go to Business Class Clips and click follow, and automatically it will come into your feed every single day. Every single day a clip. We'll go. If you like getting a WhatsApp broadcast, great. Just text sign up to 718-594-6519. Again, 718-594-6519. Text sign up. Also, of course, we're on all the popular podcasting channels, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Player.fm, etc. And, of course, our robust YouTube channel, which has hundreds of videos of past shows. You could, if you subscribe, you're automatically notified every single time an episode goes up. On YouTube, we're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Again, on YouTube, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Without further ado, tonight's show is all about marketing. We're going to share some micro-learning clips from business class that are specifically tailored on the subject of marketing. But before we go there, I want to share something very interesting from this week's Cranes, okay? Cranes, New York Biz. I'm holding it up for those watching on YouTube. You see me holding it up, the Cranes issue? Okay. And on page, remember Rush Limbaugh used to do this? All right. On page 3, Warby Parker eyes real estate. Now, by the way, we've had amazing guests on this program over the years. Back in 2016, we had the founders of Warby Parker, Neil Blumenthal and Dave Gilboa. It's up at mybradio.com. mybradio.com, you scroll down, or you go to the search bar, type in Dave Gilboa, Neil Blumenthal, you'll see them. And we had a full-length interview with them. We have amazing guests over the year and over the years. We started in 2015. Anyways, so in this article that appeared this week in Crane's New York Business, fascinating takeaway that has to do with marketing. All right, here goes. Warby Parker eyes real estate. The brand is focusing on opening storefronts after going public at a nearly $7 billion value. Now, keep in mind, Warby Parker's model for years was e-commerce, online, and they're going retail. Listen to this. I'm going to read an important paragraph. Here goes. Again, I'm reading from Crane's New York Business. Stores as billboards. Part of the advantage of for physical retail, in Warby's case, is lowering its cost to acquire customers. Okay. For digital brands, winning over buyers online requires spending big on advertising with Facebook and Google, plus Warby Parker pays to ship out glasses for customers to try it on at home. Quote, unless you are paying for ads or finding some way to get in front of people online, they will forget about you, said Daniel McCarthy, assistant professor at Emory University's Business School. A store is a big billboard. People can go in and buy things, but when you are walking down the street and see the store, it at least triggers that awareness. How do you like that? So people have to realize brick and mortar is not just necessarily for the interaction, which of course will never be replaced totally because we're humans, right? We like to touch and feel things. But at the same time, there is marketing. There's marketing value in every single brick and mortar location, and that's why even Amazon, right? Amazon's exploring, and of course, what they did in the mall, the pop-up stores in the malls. That's all part of marketing. Well, in tonight's show, we're going to go to some amazing clips that we featured on Business Class Clips. And by the way, if you're on Instagram, again, all you do is go to Business Class Clips. Click on follow, and you'll automatically see it in your daily feed. We between our various channels, Business Class reaches over 40,000 people a day. But because so much effort goes into these clips, and you'll hear the value yourself in tonight's show, we want to increase that value. We want to get to 50,000, to 100,000, to a million, to way past a million. And that's going to happen when people just see it. When someone sees a clip once, they're like, wow, I can't believe this. This comes out every single day, 6 days a week, right? Not on Shabbos, of course. 6 days a week, Sunday through Friday, every single day, micro-learning. Tonight's show is going to go through some of the greatest ones we've had on marketing. We'll be right back right after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Exhibit your business, grow your client base, make new connections. Join the business world as businesses unite at the 10th annual JBiz Expo and Business Conference, which will be taking place at Blue Claw Stadium, First Energy Park in Lakewood, New Jersey, this November 3rd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Hear from North America's Israel Economic Minister, Congressman Andy Kim of the U.S. Small Businesses Committee, meet developers, corporate CEOs, decision makers, and more. More information or to reserve your booth online, visit www.jbizexpo.com or call 212-659-5270, extension 104. JBiz Expo is brought to you by the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 10 years with its expos being hosted at Meadowlands Expo Center, Javits Center, New Jersey Convention and Expo Center, New York Hilton, and more. So what are you waiting for? Register your business today. For more information, visit www.jbizexpo.com or call 212-659-5270. 859-5270, extension 104.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today. Or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR and throughout the world on the iHeart Radio Network. Yes, hello, hello, hello. Tonight's show is all about marketing. In the first segment, we talked about the article in this week's, this is being recorded here. The issue was October 4th, 2021, Crain's New York Business, talking about Warby Parker getting into real estate, of course, brick and mortar stores. And there was discussion about how that is so valuable from a marketing perspective. Now, during the show tonight, we're going to play from business leaders, clips that are featured on Business Class Clips by business leaders, where you could gain great insight into marketing. We're going to go to, All right, we're going to go to this clip by Beth Comstock. Beth Comstock was a former vice chair at General Electric. She was also a CMO at GE, among many other very impressive assignments and positions that she's had over the years. Listen to this incredibly powerful clip.
I've never worked in a company where there wasn't tension between sales and marketing.
Yeah.
And what's the tension about? I find sales is at the front line with the customer. Marketing wants to get in the brain of the customer. And right there is a tension point. Sales says, no, but that's my customer. I'll do it. But marketing's like, but no, I got to go direct. If right. I go through you. So there's always these tensions. Mm-hmm. I keep coming back to what is the company trying to accomplish? What's the mission? What's the purpose? Mm-hmm. And you have to keep bringing the teams together and not fight over the customer. The company owns the customer. Right. That one of my most favorite lines is of business is from Peter Drucker, circa 1952 or something, where he said, without a customer, there is no business.
Now, what an important clip. Of course, sales is critical and marketing is critical, and they both need to work hand in hand. And that was from a CMO at General Electric. Now we're going to go. By the way, you could receive these. These clips go out daily. There are clips that go out on a variety of business subjects. Follow us on Instagram. At Instagram, Business Class Clips. Business Class Clips on Instagram. You click follow, you'll automatically have it in your daily feed. Now we're going to go to a clip. Jeffrey Hazlett. Big Jeffrey Hazlett. Jeffrey Hazlett. Let me tell you a little story about Jeffrey Hazlett. One time I was actually backstage with him at a major conference, and he had actually just come from overseas. He was at an event, I believe, in Belgium, and he had done a big event, and Thursday, Friday. And then I was by an event with him the following Monday. And I said, Jeffrey, you know, you just spoke all over the world. He gets around 35K for a speaking engagement. Yep. He was a CMO at Kodak back in the day. Anyway, Jeffrey Hazlett, he's backstage, and I said, Jeffrey, you know, like, you got a lot of energy. You're going strong here. You know, you must be like, you know, you didn't get a break. You know, like, you didn't get, like, you know, have a week off or a couple days off to, like, catch your breath. He said to me these precious few words. He says, Yitzhak, it's what you do. That's it. It's what you do. What a great answer. Meaning, you know, listen, of course, a person needs to be well-rested and prepared and everything. But, hey, at the end of the day, the show goes on. If you're in the game, you want to win it, you got it. It's what you do. All right, let's listen to this clip by Jeffrey Hazen.
Everybody fails. I fail all the time. People ask me, what's your biggest failure? I say, I don't know. I haven't done it yet. Meaning there's a right. big failure. I mean, I fail all the time. I failed today a couple times on, you know, stuff that didn't work out the way I was. Oh, I was hoping to close a $3 million deal. I only got 50 grand. Well, 50 grand. You know, 50 grand is nothing to shake his dick at, right? And so I like 50 grand's good. 50 grand was better than, you know, something else, you know? So better than a no. So, you know, those are the things that you kind of, you just got to overcome them all the time. So, yeah, take whatever's a bad thing, turn it into a good thing, and keep moving.
Yeah, what a great clip. I know it doesn't have to do specifically with marketing itself, but at the end of the day, in any position, we got to, you know, focus on the victories and just move forward. All right, now we're going to go to, oh, wow. Okay, let's listen to this, and I'll give the background afterwards. Here goes. Tips for an engaging LinkedIn profile.
Another big mistake people make is you can do a branded background, right? And people don't bother. They have the default. And the number of people, the number of angry-looking people on LinkedIn, you know, we could do a little friendlier photo. It's always a surprise to me. People look kind of grim in these corporate photos. So we coach people on what's their background, what kind of visual assets should they be using. Think of all the great video interviews you've done. People don't realize that they can put that kind of thing in their visual assets section. And I'll tell you the payoff. I wanted to speak, for example, at a PubCon, which is 3,000 digital marketers and in Vegas every year. There's only 6 main stage speakers, 400 speakers regularly. Right. The organizer looked me up on LinkedIn before he decided whether to make me a main stage speaker. I have a video of my talks there, and I've ended up giving 3 main stage talks there. Wow. And that would not have happened without a great LinkedIn profile.
Dr. Deborah Jasper, founder and CEO at Mindset Digital. Tips for an engaging LinkedIn profile. So that's certainly part of marketing. Can't ignore LinkedIn. Of course not. LinkedIn is a very big part of anyone's marketing efforts. And therefore, yeah, that was a great clip. By the way, these clips, they're roughly 45 to 60 seconds on average. And they go out every single day. On Instagram, we're at Business Class Clips. That's it. Business Class Clips. And it's free. People say, what can you get for free? You can get quite a bit for free. And, yeah, that clip is on Business Class. Okay, now we're going to go to a clip that has to do with sales. Sales and marketing work hand in hand with Jack Hubbard. Let's give a listen.
I get an interesting question at the beginning of every year. I get a lot of calls from our clients, and they'll say, should we go for loans this year, or should we focus on deposits? And I always say, focus on the problem. If you can help people solve their problems, they'll bring you money in bushel baskets. So from a philosophy's perspective, couple of things real fast. We believe it's really important to understand that buyers have answers and bankers have questions. And when bankers ask really good questions, they're going to uncover all kinds of opportunities. I was a radio and TV sports play-by-play announcer, and one of my college professors told me, if you can ask really good questions in an interview, you'll always want people to be interviewed by you. So bankers need better questions. I guess the second thing is, and it was said by Dwight Eisenhower, Benjamin Franklin, and others, failing to plan means planning to fail.
Yeah, what an important line right there. Failing to plan, planning to fail. It has to do with marketing and every other area of life, actually, but certainly in the world of marketing. Okay, now let's go to a clip. Oh, this is interesting. All right, this has to do with customer service, and which is a part of marketing. Let's give a listen.
I have to tell you a very interesting story.
Sure.
I didn't even think about it till this moment. You just brought it up. I used to, in a previous job, I used to fly often to Singapore. And I fly on Singapore Airlines, the best airline in the world, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
And this company flew me in business class in the upper deck of a 747. And I'm sitting there, and basically next to me is somebody who's been very, very nasty to the flight attendant. I mean, really, really nasty. And she didn't break track for a second. Wow. Was nice and polite and caring and sympathetic. By the end of the flight, he was so apologetic and so nice to this flight attendant. It just in an hour, a few hours, turned the person 180 degrees. Think about that when you run a business and when you deal with people. If you treat people that way, that's what you'll get back a thousandfold.
Robert Safran, executive director at the Jewish Entrepreneur, yes. And by the way, his entire show is up on YouTube. On YouTube, we're at 710WOR Mind Your Business, 710WOR Mind Your Business. We're going to go to a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Seth Godin, storytelling as a channel for marketing. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Mind Your Business, right here on 710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network. Yusuf Saftos here. And tonight's show is all about marketing. And we're hearing from great experts in the world of marketing. We heard from Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, many others. And now we're going to hear from a major marketing guru, Seth Godin, storytelling as a channel for marketing.
Well, my friend Bernadette Jiwa has written the best books on this topic. But basically, if you know anything, if you remember anything, it's because you told yourself a story about it. Mm-hmm. You told yourself a story about your grandma's rug luck. You told yourself a story about that day you got picked in gym class. You told yourself a story. A story is not once upon a time. A story is tension and release. Mm-hmm. A story is possibility and realization. Human beings live with stories. So Beth's extraordinary work for all those years at GE, she didn't make nuclear power plants, but she figured out how the narrative associated with whatever GE was making matched and fit into the worldview and beliefs of the people the story is being told to.
Storytelling, storytelling. Listen to that clip by Seth Godin. By the way, if you subscribe to Instagram on our channel, Business Class Clips on Instagram, you were automatically, you saw that clip in your feed. You saw that clip. What a powerful message there. And clarity on how to build your story by Seth Godin. Yeah, among the amazing guests that we've had on this on the feed and Business Class. Okay, now let's go to another one that has to do with marketing. Give me a second here. Yeah, you know, Let's go to this one here, a clip by Michael McIntyre. He's the director of business banking at Investors Bank. Sales involves many touch points.
From my perspective, we would not have been as well off as we have been had we not had some of this training that was just blind luck in terms of the timing of when it landed. And when I talk to my teams, you know, on a weekly basis as a group or individually, you know, the first thing I ask them is how many connections or how many outreaches have you made through some of these tools? Not how much have you sold. How often are you communicating? How often are you having those emotional conversations?
It's touch points.
Touch points, yeah. And so for us, that's really been a key driver this year.
Now, that's for sales, yeah, but it involves marketing as well, because marketing is a touch point. When we know in the industry, it takes many times eight touch points to really get through with a customer. That could be a combination of they saw a post on LinkedIn, they heard you on the radio, they saw you on YouTube, you called them, they got a direct mail card, etc. They saw a billboard. Their sales, meaning landing the customer journey, involves many, many touch points. We're now going to go to another clip by Seth Godin. A brand is a promise delivered. Let's give a listen.
A brand is not a logo. A brand is a promise. It is the shortcut we have for what to expect from you. Everything about you, the way you dress, the way you talk, where you show up, how much you charge, who your coworkers are, what you dump in the river, all of these things inform your brand. And everyone either has a brand because we're judging you or you're ignored. And marketing isn't advertising. Marketing is the hard work of figuring out how to make things better for the people you're serving by living and breathing a story, a change in the world. That is marketing, which means that anything that touches the market is marketing, which means that everyone in the organization works for the person who's the head of marketing.
That is the reason why he's one of the world's foremost gurus on marketing. And we've had him on the show. You could actually go and watch the entire episode on YouTube. On YouTube, we're at 710WOR, 710WOR. Now we're going to give a listen to an interview I had with James Rosebush. James Rosebush worked in the administration of Ronald Reagan. He was a senior advisor. He was a chief of staff to Nancy Reagan. He is an expert on communication, right? Marketing is all about communication. Let's give a listen to this amazing clip. James Rosebush.
I think the most important thing is if you look at some of these examples that I mentioned to you, even if, you know, Elon Musk, who I have unlimited respect for and what he's done, is that you should be conscious of who you are and the impact that your words could have, and use that as sort of a monitor of your own communication. And then secondly, ask yourself, do I care more about my audience than I care about myself? And then you will not stumble.
Wow. Great advice. James Rosebush, he certainly knows a thing or two about how to get through and communicate with people. James Rosebush. Yeah, we got to get him back on again. What an amazing guest that we've had. Okay, now we're going to go to, there's so many different types of clips I have as I'm scrolling through on Instagram, all the clips that we've had. We talk about, sales, the customer experience, financial matters. We're going to go back to a clip here with Seth Godin, Direct Marketing and Branding Explained.
There's two kinds of advertising, direct marketing and brand. Most online advertising is direct because you can measure it. And the reason that Google and Facebook got so profitable is if you run $100 worth of ads and it works, you make $200, so you do it again. That's not the way podcast ads work or radio ads work or billboard ads work or TV ads work. Those are brand ads. You can't measure them. And so they require frequency and patience. You show up and you show up and you show up. You don't change your ad because you're out of patience. You change your ad because you've had it run its course. And making that kind of advertising work is a totally different game than figuring out how to do direct marketing that works.
You know, this business class channel is amazing. For those that want to receive it on WhatsApp, there is, we do have a daily broadcast with thousands of subscribers. If you're on WhatsApp, you could text us to sign up to 718-594-6519. Text sign up to 718-594-6519, and you'll automatically receive the daily business class broadcast. But an easy way is also on Instagram. If you follow us at Business Class Clips, you will be from those thousands that receive. And also special shout out on Lakewood Scoop. Yes, the clips appear on Lakewood Scoop to their over 30,000 subscribers. But again, if you want to receive it in your feed automatically, just go to Instagram, type in Business Class Clips, and you'll automatically receive these clips daily, 6 days a week. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Exhibit your business, grow your client base, make new connections. Join the business world as businesses unite at the 10th annual JBiz Expo and Business Conference, which will be taking place at Blue Claw Stadium, First Energy Park in Lakewood, New Jersey, this November 3rd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Hear from North America's Israel Economic Minister, Congressman Andy Kim of the U.S. Small Businesses Committee, meet developers, corporate CEOs, decision makers, and more. More information or to reserve your booth online, visit www.jbizexpo.com or call 212-659-5270, extension 104. JBiz Expo is brought to you by the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 10 years with its expos being hosted at Meadowlands Expo Center, Javits Center, New Jersey Convention and Expo Center, New York Hilton, and more. So what are you waiting for? Register your business today. For more information, visit www.jbizexpo.com or call 212-659-5270, extension 104.
All right, mind your business. Lisa Saflis right here on 710 WOR. Tonight's show is all about marketing. And we're playing the specific winning clips that were featured on the Business Class channel. Business Class is a daily micro-learning video. It's usually around 45 seconds. You're hearing them tonight. And by the way, this is going to be a YouTube episode. So on YouTube, you'll get to see it, and you'll see the video that we're showing while we're recording this. And of course, if you follow us on YouTube, you will automatically, on YouTube, we're at 710 WOR, mind your business, you will automatically be notified every single time an episode goes live. Now, tonight we're just airing ones that specifically have to do with marketing. But on the Business Class channel, there are clips that have to do with attitude, hiring, financial matters, time management, adapting, all that is discussed, and all those clips come out. And a special thank you to all those the feedback that we get on a regular basis, appreciating these clips. I was in shul the other day, and someone just came over to me and said, "You know, it's so refreshing. Every single morning, I get the clip right on my phone. How does he get it? He gets it through WhatsApp." For those that want to get the WhatsApp broadcast, all you do is text sign up to 718-594-6519. That's sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. But the easiest way is on Instagram. Just go to Instagram, Business Class Clips, and click follow. And voila, every single day in your feed, you will see these clips. Now, tonight's show is focusing on marketing. But there's one here by Stephen Gaffney. Oh, what an amazing guest that I just got to play. Because this really applies to everyone. And it's called, "When You're in a Good Mood, You're Smarter."
Have you ever noticed that when you're in a good mood, you're smarter? I really noticed that. When you're in a good mood, you're smarter. And that's what I'm talking about, being aware of this, because sometimes we're in a poor mood, said differently, a powerless or conditional. And what I have found out, when we're in a good mood, we have more access to our intelligence. You ever been in a good mood and somebody throws out a problem and you're like, "Hey, I'll figure out an answer." But you ever been in a bad mood and somebody throws out a problem and you're like, "Oh, another problem." So being aware of this is really, really critical. Anyway, so
by the way, you know, just a who's the head of strategic coach?
Dan Sullivan.
Okay, so I was at an event, And Dan Sullivan gets it, says, by a raise of hands, and again, it's a room full of executives, by a raise of hands, how many of you have found that when you're really tired, everyone around you is really stupid? Now, I know that doesn't have to specifically do with marketing, but hey. All right, now we're going to go to another clip by Deborah Jasper. She is the founder of Mindset Digital. Visuals count. Wow.
Business leaders out there, if you have a recruiting video or you have a video describing your business or you gave a recent talk and you have that video, you can post all of that. And of course, our brains are wired for visual content, yeah, and we're more likely to watch that. So it's absolutely important to think about visual just overall. You know, 70% of the information we take in through our eyes. Right. So you want to make sure your photo, your videos, your visual background, all of that really hangs together and is impressive. And at a glance, I go, oh, okay, this person is doing cool work.
Yeah, visuals count. And that's why video is so prominent. That Tonight Show, and you know, it's broadcast. We're on 710 WOR with the Voice of New York, one of the leading radio stations in the nation. And we're on the iHeartRadio network. That's all great. But in addition, in today's day and age, we're on Instagram. We're on WhatsApp. We're in a robust YouTube channel. You have to be, because the visuals count. Visuals count. Yeah. Okay, now we're going to go to a clip. Let's see which one we have. Wow. By the way, I'm skipping over some clips here, but all these, one on time management, one about hiring. Wow, how to improve your Zoom meetings. Yeah, you know, this is a good point. How to improve your Zoom meetings. Let's give a listen.
Mm-hmm. Webcams. Most laptops now, they come with webcams built in, and they're fine. But they don't offer you a ton of flexibility. One of the things we look at is purchasing a USB or external webcam. You want to get yourself a better angle. You don't want your client looking up your nose while you're trying to have a call. So having that external webcam gives you that flexibility to sort of move around a little bit. Lighting is really, really important. We've been on calls with people and unfortunately they don't realize the light behind them, light from the windows, turns them into a shadowy figure and you can't see their face. It's really important to at least be able to see someone's face when you're having that conversation. So you want to try to turn yourself away. Use that diffused light. Move yourself away from the windows.
Adam Hubbard, Director of Marketing at St. Myers and Hubbard. Yeah. Now we're going to go to, let's see, I'm skipping over so many other great clips. Again, if you're on Instagram, follow us on Instagram by going to Business Class Clips. Business Class Clips. Right, Business Class Clips on Instagram, and you will automatically be notified. Okay, now we're going to go to Jay Baer. He is an NSA Hall of Fame speaker. Hall of Fame. NSA, the National Speaker Association. And let's see. Yeah, he wrote the book Talk Triggers. He wrote a number of books. Talk Triggers, Hug Your Haters. And we've had him on the show here a number of times. Let's give a listen to this clip.
Now, many businesses will have a sign on the wall, like us on Facebook. Do you advise that a good idea, bad idea? Or is it just?
I don't know that I would say like us on Facebook on the wall, because that's essentially saying, you know, exist. Like, I mean, they know you have a Facebook page, right? And they're going to like you or not like you. I think the better way to do it is, again, tie it back to the talk trigger and say, okay, if you win the Joker game at Skips, right, maybe the cashier, and this doesn't happen, but it could, signs with a Sharpie the actual Joker card and gives it to you, right, and then says, hey, we have a photo contest for all the winners, because three people a day win, as I think I told
you.
Have a photo contest, and at the end of the month, whoever has the best photo on Instagram or Facebook wins a second prize, right? So you're just sort of nudging them to share in social, although typically they would do it on their own.
Jay Baer, NSA Hall of Fame speaker and the author of many books on the topic of marketing. Now let's go to, and again, I'm skipping over here. Alan Azoulay is a great clip here. It's a distracted world out there. We have a clip here. I'm looking at negotiating. Clip by Greg Williams. He's the master negotiator. We have a whole series of clips on negotiating. Negotiating tip, do your homework, but it's not about marketing, so I'm going to skip it for this particular show tonight. Oh, you know, here's one. Oh, the millionaire's magician, Steve Cohen. Keep your presentation fresh. Now, he's discussing it because he is he has an off-Broadway show. But at the same time, this definitely applies to marketing. Let's give a listen.
During the show, I asked, raise your hand if you've been to Chamber of Magic before. And at every show, there's people raising their hands. So that's only because I've been doing it for 20 years, right?
Right.
So it's always very fulfilling. I'd never take that for granted. However, you know, you can't expect that people are going to want to come back if it's word for word, beat for beat, exactly the same show that they experienced before. You know, maybe you'll see the same movie a second time or a third time, but it's rare that you'd see the same movie 9 times or 12 times, right? I've had people come back to Chamber Magic 9 or 12 times, and it's because there's a whole element of the show that Mark Levy actually turned me on to, which is kind of like a comedian doing crowd work, where I'm riffing with the audience and reading people's minds who are just in the audience. And that is always different. And the people are always different. So even I don't know how it's going to end.
Yeah, definitely related to marketing. Steve Cohen, the millionaire's magician. And let's see. Now let's go to another clip that has to do with... Oh, wow, here's a great clip. But I'm skipping over from now. Mark Bodner, CEO of L&R Distributors, about working on the business instead of just in the business. But it doesn't have to do with marketing, so I'm going to skip over it for now. Let's see. Wow, so many amazing clips here. All right. This here. Influencer marketing. Influencer marketing, right? That's a big topic. Let's give a listen to a take on this by Jay Bear. Would you encourage that a company try to develop a relationship with an influencer that would make sense for their brand?
Well, here's how we would do it, actually. This is how we do it in my company, Convince and Convert, is you roll out the talk trigger first. And then if you want to try and expand awareness of the talk trigger, you get an influencer to talk about the talk trigger. Right, as opposed to about the company. So if I was Skip's Kitchen, as we talked about earlier, doesn't really do a lot of advertising. They don't have to. They're lying around the door to get in. But if I was Skip, I would say, hey, let's find a local celebrity in Sacramento and convince that person to take an Instagram video of them playing the Joker game that we talked about earlier. Right. That's how we tie it together.
Yep, that's the important tip there from Jay Bear. Before we go to a break. This particular clip is by Rabbi Richard Beeler. This has to do with marketing for organizations, but it does have to do with marketing. And the name of the clip was Marketing for Nonprofits, Luxury or Necessity? Is marketing a luxury or a necessity for an organization?
So I found in my experience that within your leadership group, within almost any leadership group, there are one or two people who will say no way, and there are one or two people who will say it has to be this way. In other words, there are a few people who will say don't do marketing and don't spend the money, but if you look a little harder, you'll find one or two people who will say, you know what, that's the way to go. And if you have a relationship with those lay leaders, either on your board or whomever they are, and you have a conversation with them and you present a plan, not just we need to spend money, but you show them a plan about how you're going to spend it, then you might convince those people to give above their annual gift, a special gift toward this growth campaign. I wouldn't only call it a marketing campaign. I would call it a growth campaign. I'd call it a campaign to capture the next generation.
Yep, important notes. Of course, growth campaign. It's not about the marketing. Marketing has a goal, a role, an objective. And that is to grow a client base, or in the case of an organization, to grow the donor base, or it has to do with recruitment, whatever the specific case is. But marketing, of course, is always a vehicle towards an end. Well, we're going to go to a short commercial break. Before I do, a special shout out, Dr. Harvey Bavish. I know whenever I meet you, like, you going to give me that shout out? I gave you the shout out, all right? You deserve it. And thanks for all that candy over the years. Yep. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
exhibit your business, grow your client base, make new connections. Join the business world as businesses unite at the 10th annual JBiz Expo and Business Conference, which will be taking place at Blue Claw Stadium, First Energy Park in Lakewood, New Jersey, this November 3rd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Hear from North America's Israel Economic Minister, Congressman Andy Kim of the U.S. Small Businesses Committee, meet developers, corporate CEOs, decision makers, and more. More information or to reserve your booth online, visit www.jbizexpo.com or call 212-659-5270, extension 104.
If you're running a business, you know how hard it is to penetrate your target market, but I'm looking to change that. Hi, I'm Yitzhak Saflis, host of the Mind Your Business Show and CEO of Bottom Line Marketing Group. Visit bottomlinemg.com, that's bottomlinemg.com, to get an idea for how we can help your business grow and increase market share. Call me for a free marketing consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Gotta go. And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR. Tonight's show is all about marketing, marketing, marketing. And we featured many guests, C-level executives and marketing gurus who have much to say, have written books, have been CMOs, and of course, all about marketing. And we featured their clips, which appeared on Instagram, Business Class Clips. Again, everyone's looking for like a quick tip, right? Micro-learning. There's a whole industry called micro-learning. On Instagram, we are at Business Class Clips. And when you click on follow, you will automatically receive these clips daily, 6 days a week. We're not on Shabbos, of course, but 6 days, Sunday through Friday, every single day. Now, for those that want to receive it by WhatsApp, yes, there is a way. You could text sign up to 718-594-6519. If you're on WhatsApp and you text the word sign up to 718-594-6519, then you will automatically receive it in your feed, automatically. The story is that we are on tonight's show playing some of these featured clips that have to do with marketing. I'm skipping over the ones that not. I have so many great ones. Here's a great one I'm looking at by Steve Cohn, the OODA Loop. What a great clip. But it doesn't necessarily have to do directly with marketing, so I'm skipping over it for now. But we're going to go to the next one is by Deborah Jasper, Dr. Deborah Jasper, the founder and leader, right? CEO at Mindset Digital. When LinkedIn 101, when connecting, add a personal note.
Sometimes you say LinkedIn and people think, well, it's just one social channel, but they have a lot of search engine optimization. So it will be one of the first things that comes up online. So I think of it more as your online presence, right? And you're right, in a world of social distance, everyone is doing more to look you up online long before, again, they meet with you or even after they talk with you. So one of the big mistakes then is not staying engaged. So let's say that I've looked you up online. When I link into you, I should not use the default. If I can't take 5 minutes to say, I so enjoyed being on your radio show, then why should you connect with me? Mm. You know, we should take a few minutes to write, 15 seconds to write a personal note about how do I know you, or did I hear you on the radio, or did I love your webinar or your training session? Some personal connection. So the not doing the default is a big, is an important point. A lot of people just rely on that default.
Yeah, Dr. Deborah Jasper, founder and CEO at Mindset Digital. That has to definitely do with marketing. That's personal marketing. Now we're going to go back to James Rosebush. Communication must be authentic.
People want to hear you say it. They want to hear people involved. They want to hear the people who are the creators. That's why, for example, if you go back to either Bill Gates or you go into these people, any of the people in the technology industry who had a lot to do with the discovery and manufacture of new either hardware or software or whatever it is.
Steve Jobs was a great storyteller.
Every year he would come out on stage. Okay. Now, it was his authenticity. What he was talking about when he was introducing a new phone, people flocked to that. Okay. Yeah. What happened? They put confidence in him. And he was as important to that brand
as, and thankfully, right, they've been able to continue it on. But they wanted, people want to know who's behind it.
James Rosebush. That was James Rosebush. Yep. A senior advisor to President Ronald Reagan. Now we're going to go to Jay Bear. Another clip by Jay Bear. Does your company have a word of mouth strategy? Right? We know word of mouth. Many times people will say, you know what? I get customers through word of mouth. That's very nice. That's very nice. But how are you stimulating those conversations? How are you getting your customers to then refer you? We understand that a referral is gold. That's true. But how are you gaining traction in that area? How are you building momentum in that area? There are ways to do it. Listen to this clip about building a word of mouth marketing strategy.
You've got a strategy for everything. You've got a marketing strategy, you have a sales strategy, you have a social media strategy, a public relations strategy, a hiring strategy. You have a strategy for everything except for word of mouth, which may be more important than all of those things. We just take it for granted. We just assume that our customers will talk about us, and we assume that they will say consistent things about us. But why do we think that? Like, will they really do that? Is that really what happens in the real world?
Right.
It's not.
Right.
So what we're trying to do is help businesses do word of mouth on purpose. Instead of what's happening today, where everybody's doing word of mouth on accident, right, and hoping for the best.
Yeah, that was an amazing clip by Jay Bear. We're now going to go to a clip. This is really an amazing clip. Beth Comstock, Advertising 101. What are we trying to accomplish? Right? This is Marketing 101. And listen to the insight shared by someone who was a CMO at General Electric. Let's give a listen.
First, you have to say, what are we trying to accomplish? If it was just Beth's idea and let me try to sell my idea, I don't think it would have gone very far. Again, what was the purpose? We have to be part of a story. People need these rays of light and hope. And G's been around 130 years. We've seen things in the past. We can help go through it together. So there was a good motive. I remember calling up the advertising agency that we worked with, an agency that we worked with for 90 years, who had had a very long history, and saying, let's do an ad. They thought it was a bad idea, and they sent a stack of work, and none of it was good, partly because they didn't want to do it. And so they stacked the deck with bad ideas. So you also have to hope you have a good idea in there. Right. I mean, there's nothing worse than believing in a strategy, but then having a bad idea. But they're hidden in the bottom. Was this sketch of Lady Liberty rolling up her sleeves and getting to work. And it was like, Eureka, that's it. That captures the mood of the moment and the zeitgeist that we want to remind people of why we're here.
Now, by the way, that, but just to give some perspective, she talks about that in her book. And that we were talking about the advertising. And by the way, her book is Imagine It Forward. Imagine It Forward, amazing book. The context was that was an ad that GE put out a few days after 9/11, and it's a great job describing the whole circumstance and the environment about putting it out and being concerned about the pushback and the feedback. And it was an amazing ad that was put out, a very delicate ad at a very delicate time in U.S. history. Okay, now we're going to go to a clip. I can't believe we didn't get there yet. Let's give a listen, then I'll explain.
Here's the challenge. Everything now has to do with data, you know, accumulating data. How do I get to the top of search engine? And so it's becoming, if you think of this funnel, the bottom of the funnel is make that transaction.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, if you haven't established what the brand means, how are they going to get to that point? And I think that's what's going by the wayside a lot. It's like, I don't care about that. I just want to know what's going to put people in the store, sitting in the seats in the airline, whatever
right.
it is.
Right.
And my argument is, and it's been proven, you know, with Dawn, with Aflac, which I can talk for
right.
hours about, Aflac. we need to first give a reason why the consumer should like us, an emotional reason. You know, even when I do my speaking engagements, there's no pie charts up there. It's all about, you tell a story, you tell them why that story is important, and then you tell them why it's important to you.
Linda Kaplan-Thaler, member of the Advertising Hall of Fame. Can't believe we didn't get to her yet. Linda Kaplan Thaler. Of course, she's among the great guests that we've had here on the show. We are featuring business class clips that if you're subscribed, you automatically receive it every day in your feed. We're on Instagram at Business Class Clips on Instagram. And to wrap the show up, we're going to go back to Beth Comstock in this clip, the importance of a discovery exercise.
Everyone needs a discovery practice. I'm a big believer that I don't care what your job is in your company, your job now includes change. It should be part of your job responsibilities. And how are you going to keep up with change if you're not out discovering where change is happening? Now, as soon as I say this, people are going to be saying, yeah, but you don't know my job. You don't know how busy I am. And you're right, I don't, but I know how busy work is. And to me, discovery is just one of the joys of work and a joy of living. And so I think you make a practice of it, meaning you put yourself out in the world, you go to where things are maybe weird, where different things are emerging, and you learn about them.
Yep, Beth Comstock, former vice chair at General Electric. What an amazing show. I want to remind the listeners that if you subscribe to the Business Class channel on Instagram, you'll automatically receive these clips in your daily feed. Instagram, Business Class Clips, that simple. And you click on follow, you'll automatically receive it each day. Or if you happen to prefer to receive them by WhatsApp, no problem. Text sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. On WhatsApp, text two words, sign up to 718-594-6519, and you'll automatically receive these clips, which cover such a wide range of business topics and professions every single day, 6 days a week. Well, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.